Weekend Breakfast on 702. Let's walk the talk.
9 minutes to go before we get to 8 o'clock. Good morning to you, Gail. Thanks for joining us this morning to chat about a movie my kids enjoy.
Yes, I was going to say, like, normally Boss Baby family business might not be all our first choices, but it is school holidays. And it's the sequel to the 2017 film Boss Baby with Alec Baldwin as the Boss Baby. And I have to say, for such a... And it is a really weird concept of sort of babies being having a secret sort of organization where they save the world. It is a bit of a weird concept. Uh-huh. It's actually a series of books by Marla Frazee. But it actually works really well. And I do think they've done a good job with the sequel. If you recall the first one, there was... It was Theo, who was the boss baby, and his older brother, Tim, who's sent out to save the world. And this time, Tim is now an adult, and he's voiced by James Marsden. And he's got two children of his own. One's a baby, one she's about 18 months, and the other one is a little bit older and sort of going to school and very competitive school. And he discovers that his younger daughter is actually a part of this organization, the baby organization. She's been sent on a mission to save the world from another dastardly villain who's voiced by Jeff Blumberg.
Jeff Goldblum.
And I have to say that it's really good fun. It takes a while to heat up, the first 20 minutes, you kind of, and then once it gets into its groove, it's really good fun, and the children will enjoy it thoroughly. And the good news is that the adults will be able to sit through it without too much of a challenge, because it does have quite a lot of really funny bits. And the grandparents are voiced by Jimmy Kimmel and Lisa Kudrow. Uh-huh. So there's a lot of really good comic voices in this. Alec Baldwin is excellent as the original Boss Baby. Uh-huh. So I do recommend it if you are looking for an afternoon out with the kids.
For sure, because I know that the kids enjoyed the first one a lot, and you know, it's sort of like a family thing. We all enjoy it. They love it, and they did watch the second one, although I've noticed that for some odd reason they haven't taken as much to the second one as the first one, because when I ask them which one do you want to watch, they always go with Boss Baby 2, the first one. Funny enough, but I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. I will definitely make a plan to watch it. I think I need to. I watched the first one, so I have to watch the second one.
Yeah, absolutely, and I do think that that the first of a series is always the best. You know, a sequel always suffers from the fact that the idea has been used before. I think they do get away with it. And the director, Tom Garth, the Boss Baby was nominated for a Golden Globe, but he's also the director of Madagascar and the Penguins of Madagascar. So if you liked his work on that, you will like this as well.
He knows what he's doing in that animation genre, that CGI. Another set of hits there. Look, I know that we just talked about this morning about the Boss Baby family business movie, but I watched something last night that just absolutely disappointed me completely. It just flummoxed me, and that is the new Candyman movie. So many expectations, but wow, I was really deeply disappointed. So hopefully one day I get to chat to you about that one.
I was just going to say you won't, because there's one thing I dislike, and that's horror movies. I avoid them like the plague.
Seriously?
I really don't like them. I never have. I know that it's all not real, and I can't watch them. I can't even, as soon as I saw that trailer, I thought, I definitely won't.
Yes. Can I be honest with you, Gail? The trailer was the best thing about it. And the scariest.
That happens too often.
Wow. No, I was absolutely... I mean, and this goes back to me being, you know, watching the first one from the 90s, and it's not just scary. Yes. You know, the one from the 90s, it's not just scary, but it's also deeply unsettling. It has social commentary that, you know, makes you think about it afterwards, etc. This one is heavy-handed with the social commentary. There's nothing scary about it. you know, just mistimed. It's just, you sit there afterwards and you're like, what? This is an hour. And when I saw it was an hour and a half, I thought it was going to be tight. It was going to be condensed and I'm going to walk away from it just absolutely, you know. And you know, when you watch a movie that's slated for 91 minutes, including credits, and at the end of it, you feel like, wow, that was long. Then you know you went
a very bad sign.
Yeah, yeah. So do yourself a favor, watch it. You're not going to be scared at all. I promise you that.
Well, you see, I'm not going to watch it now because you didn't like it. Definitely won't like it. So you saved me 91 minutes.
Believe me, you owe me one now. But getting back to the, Boss Baby family business, and the amazing thing about Boss Baby is that they always manage to pull together an amazing ensemble cast. I mean, I'm looking at some of the names you mentioned, Jeff Goldblum, Eva Longoria is in it, Jimmy Kimmel is in it, Lisa Kudrow. It's just an absolute list. Marsden. It's just an ensemble cast of awesome stars, and to think that they, you know, that's a heavy investment for ultimately what is a kiddies movie, isn't it?
Yes, well, that's the thing. I think that's the nice thing, is that these films that get it right manage to do films on a couple of levels, one for the children and then one for those of us who have to go with the children. And that's the big thing, is having the big comedy names in there. Does help with that, and all of them, I must say, do good. And of course, Jeff Goldblum, his name finally I can say, is always good value. You know, he does such a wonderful job. Whether if you remember him in Ragnarok, he was so wonderful as the villain in that as well. And he just is just such an icon, and I just loved him in this as well. Even though he was animated, he still brings his sort of special signature Jeff Goldblum craziness to it. So I think that anyone who has to go won't be disappointed by having to sit there for about, probably, I think it's around 91 minutes as well.
so that's the thing. We've just juxtaposed two 91 minutes, right? 91 minutes of pleasure, 91 minutes of torture. So. No, that's it. And Jeff Goldblum is I enjoy him as well. I mean, Thor Ragnarok, that was a stunning role as the grandmaster. I mean, you know, DJing grandmaster. It's my birthday.
So wonderful.
No, that's cool. I think it's a great watch for the kids. You know what? Tell you what. Later on today, when I get some time, I think what I will do is I'll sit down with the kiddies and we'll definitely watch that second one again. This time, I'll watch it with them and maybe tell them why it's really, why it's, if not better, why it's at least just as good as the first Boss Baby. I'm convinced. Thank you so much.
Cheers.
All the best there, Gail. Gail Edmonds there, chatting to us about the Boss Baby family business. Definitely. And look, it's needed. You need to sit down and watch a movie with the kids. You can't sort of just send them out into the wild on their own.